Okay, we're going live. We've changed it up since last time you were here.
Has it been that long?
Yes.
You're overachieving.
Now we'll sing God Bless America.
We will go ahead and call the Common Council meeting to order at 6:01 p.m. on Tuesday, April 9th, 2024. I want to introduce Ensley Grubb. Come on up to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. As you can tell, she was awarded Miss Indiana Princess and is going to be going to Nationals in July down in Florida to represent the state of Indiana right here in Columbia City. So, with that, let's stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Best wishes in July.
Thank you very much.
Roll call, please.
Middleton, absent. Varga?
Here.
Romano?
Present.
Weigel, absent. And Robinson?
Here.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting on March 26th. Were there any changes or corrections?
I have one.
Okay.
Page 3 of the packet, Tom LaRue, his report says if the candidate passes testing, he'll be in the, it says pension, it should be position.
Okay, so actually, it is confusing. I think it actually is supposed to be pension, but it doesn't... because it says if the candidate passes testing, they will be in the pension.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So
that's right.
Okay. I think there just needs to be an additional word. They will be in the pension become a full and get a full offer of employment. So if we could just clarify that language. Thank you for bringing that up. Because I think it, yes. It is a little confusing. So, any other changes or corrections? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jennifer, second by Tad. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Next up is the cacophony of tax abatements. Dale, is that microphone on?
Yes.
Yes, thank you.
Good evening. Dale Booth, Economic Development Corporation Council. It's good to see you. See you a little bit more of me over the next few sessions as we get our annual compliance forms in for the abatements that were approved in the past. So tonight we have just a couple that we're reviewing, JV Investments and DOT America. I don't know if you've had a chance to review them, but a couple of these are going to be the last time we see them, especially with DOT. And also just kind of refresh everyone, as the last few tax abatements that have been brought forward to council, we're trying to do them more on a 3 or 5 year at the most, and not these 10 years. So some of DOT America's latest ones, you're only going to see for a few years. So as you review these, so for JV Investments, the council was really generous when that property was sold to kind of transfer that abatement over to the new investors. So it's not predicated on too many employment. It's kind of tough to judge that based off the retail employers over there. But based off where we are in depreciations and how we're getting on and where the abatements are, it's very helpful to the ownership, but it is what it is. So with DOT America, I'm just like so pleased with this company. And every time I'm over there, and you're going to see Michael, the president, in here in a couple of meetings not too long, because they continue to grow. And the German ownership is in love with Columbia City and with the opportunities here, because I think they're going to do another expansion. they're obviously beating their unemployment goals, and they'd probably even be above that if it wasn't for the challenge that they have to hire people. And I don't know if anybody's ever had a tour of that lately, and I'd be glad to set that up. But it's really a very clean, it's a very nice facility, and there's only a couple people in the country doing what they're doing, and I think we're lucky to have them as part of our orthopedics ecosystem. So, you know, I think these are pretty straightforward. I think they're very much in compliance as I review them. If you have any questions, I'd be glad to take those. Yes?
They all look fairly good except for the Dollar Tree and the fact that it doesn't seem to be close to what they were talking about as far as salaries and employees.
Yeah, so I think some of the things that I've seen on some of the other Dollar Trees is because, you know, the idea behind it was everything in there was a dollar, and that's not the case anymore. So that's a fair comment, but...
I do think one of the things, Jennifer, that I saw that kind of stuck out, I think, in a positive way on that one was the fact that the assessed valuation, the overall cost on that bottom side is
that it
almost compensates, right?
Yeah.
But, so retail environment being what it is, I agree with you. I think they probably overpromised and underdelivered in that regard, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think the other side of that, however, is that they did build a brand new building that's now paying taxes, right? So that's kind of how I justified it myself was that it did the offset of salaries, but we also got a new building out of it that is paying taxes and will pay taxes forever, right?
Mm-hmm. And I will say also that this was done in 2015, so the abatement is only 10%
or 20%. We're getting close.
We're getting pretty close.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
Fair question.
Yeah.
Because what is it down to? 20% of the initial?
Yeah, so there are.
So that's one thing, just as a side note to the council. That's one thing that Rosie is working with the auditor and the assessor on, is to really make sure we have the same calendar among both of us. I don't know if you want to talk a little bit about that, not to interrupt you,
no,
but
fine.
I think it's a good time because of that question for Rosie maybe to talk about what you're doing.
Yeah, because I was getting a little confused about when we sign these and when this first starts, when their years are up. So they sat down and went through all these with me and gave me the when they expire. I think this year is DOT's last one for two of them. Dunham's last year. And
so Dollar Tree's probably a year behind that.
Yeah, the Dollar Tree is... is 26, and then I've got the treasurer working on hers, because if they don't turn in their paperwork for their personal property they bought, then they don't get it that year, and it goes to the next year. So it was just getting very confusing.
Mm-hmm. But just to clarify on that though, Rosie, when someone doesn't turn in their form, they don't, like, it doesn't back up the schedule a year. They just don't get that year's worth.
They get a different, yeah, that's what, they don't get the total of what should have been. They get
a, they lose a year because, like, if you remember, Holiday Inn Express came to us, and they had not turned it in multiple years, and so we said, no, you missed that opportunity, right? Like, that's, so, anyways, I'm sorry.
So there's quite a few of them that will expire, three of them this year, I think, and then next year we've got two or three of them that'll expire. So,
kind of piggybacking off of Dale's point earlier, I think one of the things that we've tried to do from an abatement standpoint is try to, knowing that the state continually attacks and tries to take away the floor of the business personal property tax, and knowing that we'll go from a 30% floor of depreciation to a 0% floor of depreciation probably within the next year, if I were a betting man, we've tried to really shift, instead of giving abatements, to giving more incentives based on jobs. So if you hire X amount and they're there after a year, then they basically get the cash incentive, and that way we get their tax value right up front. Because on the depreciation thing, not to get too in-depth with tax policy, but the depreciation thing is their highest value is after they purchase that piece of equipment and it's going, right?
Mm-hmm.
After 10 years of an abatement, that piece is valued maybe, hopefully at 30 or 40%. Hopefully it's higher than 30%, but it just depends, right? So I just say that to say we've tried to be cognizant of where the legislature wants to go with the business personal property tax and tried to shift how we incentivize. So while it's more cash up front, in the long run, it ends up benefiting not only our general fund, but it also benefits all the other taxpayers that are splitting that budget by based on that percentage, right? So,
And hopefully not 10 years of reviewing these compliance.
That too. That too. So anyways, sorry to get sidetracked on that.
We haven't done any new ones. I mean, did we do...
Let's see, we did...
22 is the last year, and that was... Forget what it was.
And the next one we'll see is probably going to be from DOT.
But that'll be a new property. That'll be a new building. Which again, real estate, good.
Good.
Personal property, not so great, right? Mm-hmm. Still good in value, but if we incentivize it up front, we lose the majority of the value in the tax abatement versus... And that didn't used to be that way, but we will kind of going forward, I think. So anyways, I'm sorry.
And I didn't have it on the agenda, but are we doing VR or Realty as well?
VR is on, is on there, so... and BR, as a reminder, is the Verizon. Yep, Verizon and Jimmy John's. So
the good news is most of the rest of them look like they've kind of even exceeded their.
Yes.
Yeah,
these are the easy ones. These are the ones that, for the most part, have met. Yeah.
And they're on time.
They're on time.
I will say DOT is like our first one always. So.
Yes. Any other questions of Dale? Okay. Thank you, Dale.
Thank you, Council.
Appreciate it.
Can we approve all these as one batch?
Marsha, are you okay with that? Or?
It seems like you've done that before.
I think we did a couple of years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, unless Rosie wants to read them.
I think what you need to do is you do need to just read what ones you're doing.
Yeah.
So that it's clear for the record.
Okay. So, can I have a motion to approve JV Investments Dollar Tree? JV Investments Dunham's Label Shopper Wings, DOT America 2014-15 Personal Property, DOT America 2014-15 Real Property, DOT America 1723 Real Property, DOT America 1724 Personal Property, DOT America 2120 Personal Property, DOT America 22-6 Real Property, and BR Real Estate 2018-3 Real Property, and find them in compliance and grant an additional year of abatement.
So moved. Second.
Motion by Jennifer, second by Leslie. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Thank you. Next up is Ordinance 2024-4. Do I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jennifer, second by Tad. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Please read Ordinance Number 2024-4 by title only.
Ordinance 2024-4, City of Columbia City, Indiana, an ordinance amending Chapter 96 regarding parks for the City of Columbia City, Indiana.
So this is the second reading regarding utilizing the trail for golf carts as a safe passage, as well as for motorized wheelchairs and things to that effect. Any questions, comments, concerns about this? As a reminder, this was brought to us by the Park Board for this amendment. Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve Ordinance 2024-4 on second and final reading?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Ted, second by Leslie. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous of those present. Okay, next up is Ordinance 2024-3. You're going to say, why are we reading this for a fourth time? And the answer is really what we're trying to do is, Marcia and I have been working on this for a while now, but basically everything we talked about last time about the right-of-way, the road, that kind of stuff, just making sure it's a part of that ordinance, okay? So that's why we did a little bit of a tweak there just to make sure it's clear. And again, doesn't change anything we've done from point A to point B at this point. It's just making sure that we're super clear and that there's no question about what we're doing. Okay. Any questions, comments, concerns? Can I have a motion to read Ordinance 2024-3 by title only?
So moved. Second.
Motion by Jennifer, seconded by Leslie. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present. Please read ordinance number 2024-3 by title only.
Ordinance 2024-3, an ordinance of the City Council of the City of Columbia City, Indiana, annexing certain territory to the City of Columbia City, Indiana, placing the same within the corporate boundaries thereof, and making the same a part of the City of Columbia City.
It's the fourth time we've read this ordinance, and I think we got it where we needed to be. Further questions, comments, concerns? Again, this is all about the Dye property.
Is this the final time?
This is the final time.
Well, do we have to read it in 30 days again, or is it just activated in 30 days?
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
It'll be recorded.
Okay.
Okay. Hearing no comments besides Chip's, ordinance. Can I have a motion to approve ordinance 2024-3 on fourth and final reading?
So moved.
Motion by Tad, second by Jennifer. Further discussion. All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous of those present. Thank you. Department reports. Chip.
Westgate, we hit a small little delay with some permitting issues, but that is scheduled to start this week. Eagle Park, we are doing groundbreaking April 16th at 1 o'clock. We have, if you want to drive down there and see a huge bulldozer and excavator, I don't know why we got that, but we did. And so it's quite comical. And so we're getting ready to start on that, weather permitting. Blue River Trail, we had a little issue with one property owner. And so we had to adjust the trail. That got all taken care of, and we're just waiting NDOT's approval. So things are happening.
Questions? Yeah. Thank you. Terry.
Equipment is in for any kids' dreamland, so we'll be extending the public Wi-Fi out there hopefully next week or so. Still waiting on two quotes to extend public Wi-Fi into Ocheale and Thomas Marshall Park. And continue to replace Windows 10 machines with Windows 11 so we can beat the deadline.
Thank you. Questions of Terry? Thank you, Kelly.
We got through the limb pickup last week, our first one of the year. Took a couple days to do that. As far as our concrete schedule, we have still waiting on a guy that has a 50-50 walk to put in. For him to get his driveway done first, and then Chauncey Street down here for the stormwater project will be starting out hopefully here in the next couple weeks. Been cleaning some sanitary lines that have some roots in them and things like that, and we actually have a demo scheduled with some different nozzles next week, a company coming in with a variety of those, and we finished trimming trees and some bushes up down at the cemetery to get ready for mowing season. So.
Questions of Kelly?
I have a quick question.
Yes.
Kelly?
Yeah.
They're still allowed to get that mulch, right?
Yeah.
I was going to say, has it ever been posted anywhere?
Yeah, well, I know we posted it on social media.
I haven't ever seen it, but there's
it's on
a
the
lot.
Park sign. We have it on the park sign out front.
Okay.
I dare you.
So we can repost it though. That's, I don't have a problem. Yeah.
Yeah. Is there still a lot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's quite a bit back there still, but it is going. People are getting it.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions? Thank you, Matt.
I started mowing yesterday. We were pushed back a little bit because of all the rain. Bathrooms are all up and running. Concession stand was set, and it will be ready for our first tournament. April 19th, the pool equipment that we ordered, some pads, some logs, and some plastic to replace the netting around the zero entry. That's all coming in and starting to be installed. And the roof of the police training facility started. They staged Monday, finally, because that's been over a year. Other than that, we had not a whole lot of staff because of spring break, so we don't have anything started.
Questions of Matt? Thank you. Tom?
I'll be taking our candidate to Indianapolis on this week for his testing. Hopefully he passes that. iRoll, which is that ordinance that we passed so we could do the software where companies that do fire protection systems report to them and give us the information. That's actually went very well so far, and hopefully it continues down that path. Rescue task force training is underway. We've had several of our guys go through, all the full-time guys, and it's been offered to all the volunteers to go through it. What that is basically it's been recognized by police departments in the event of, what's the terminology now? Basically mass casualty incidents. The police get team up with the firefighters and we start administering care to those patients sooner than later to stop bleeds and things like that so that we can save more people between a combined effort. 102 has been down at the mechanic shop. It's had some air leaks, nothing major. Adam identified what he thought was the worst one and then fixed several of the other ones, and he's working on fixing the big one. So hopefully that will get us underway, or get that all fixed and get us underway with 102. We had a chainsaw repaired, and tomorrow is our full day of live burns down at the training facility. So if anybody is interested and wants to watch, feel free to stop in, and I'm sure the guys will be willing to explain what's happening.
Questions of Tom? Thank you. Gary?
This Saturday, the 13th, we have our written and physical agility testing. We have 21 applicants. We are taking applications up till testing time, so if anybody knows anybody that wants to still get in last minute, send them on down Saturday to the old high school, back where the training, the old track is. So.
Eagle Park?
Yep, Eagle Park. There you go. I'm used to that, yes.
It's so hard to say.
It's still a high school.
And it hasn't been said tonight either.
We did have an intern start, Emily Davies. She'll be here for the next couple weeks, kind of doing a different style of internship. She's going to spend a couple weeks here, a couple weeks over at probation, a couple weeks in the jail, I think a couple weeks over at the court. So that's kind of something new they're trying. She's interested in criminal justice, but she just don't know what field yet. So she's trying different ones. Getting quotes for our cars. The Eclipse, I'm proud of this community. Everything went off yesterday without a hitch. We didn't have any backups anywhere. Traffic ran pretty smooth. I was updating the mayor with several pictures, and I think he was probably getting tired of that. But
it was good. Traffic was smooth sailing.
It was smooth sailing. No incidents. Dispatch, Shane and the shift leads are completing their leadership training this week. And they did a couple weeks ago, they did 3 days of it, and they thought it was a great training. So finishing up this week.
Questions? Thanks, Gary. Mike?
I had started up on the 100 South lift station today. Everything went well on that. The numbers that were run on the pumps were almost perfect with design, so I was really pleased with that. I got a call from our contractor that's working on our restrooms. He lost his lead person that was going to start our job this week, so he's having to reschedule, so he's to get back with us when that was supposed to start. All the other projects it talked about, I've not heard anything yet on those, so we're still waiting. We started our mowing for the season, finished up today, yesterday and today on mowing, and we've ordered a new pump for the short circuit lift station. That's all I got for tonight.
Question to Mike. Thank you. Marcia.
Nothing.
Rosie.
Nothing.
A couple of things. Sean is out for softball tonight, just like Dan. But he reported that they got six poles left to change on Bear Road. They do have pole testing for a portion of the city scheduled for this fall. I know that he is working on some of the material and bid sheets for Eagle Park's lighting. It sounds like there was maybe a little bit of over-engineering that happened there that he has been able to cut some cost on that, which is a very positive thing. They got four new upgrades or services last week, and so it's that season. But he, you may remember, he was elected to the IMPA Executive Committee, which is the highest board there is at IMPA, so I think that's a really positive thing. And so he had his first meeting in that. But besides that, a couple of last-minute things for you to know. Here we go. Tomorrow, here at City Hall, we're having a Whitley County U.S. 30 Planning Committee meeting. We're kind of going over the Level 2 Pell Study. If you've not seen the Pell Study, they came out with the Level 2, which is actually each of the different individualized intersections. Now, there are some intersections that were left off of that and that I anticipate they will at least show in some form or fashion on the Level 3 assessment. But Level 2 is really looking at the major points of, you know, in Whitley County, it would be, say, Route 5. It would be Old 30 and New 30 on the west side, Lincoln Way, Armstrong Drive, 109, 9, 205, 300, 600 County Line, I think are the ones that they actually addressed, or at least gave some options for. We as the U.S. 30 Coalition have a meeting with them on Thursday afternoon to talk a little bit, it's Thursday midday, but talk a little bit with the Pell Study Committee to say, here's some things we saw, can you clarify this, here's some questions we have, things like that. I will tell you that I think there's a couple of concerning things in the Pell Study. I think there's a couple of really positive things in this Pell Study. I think they took a lot of the thoughts and concepts that we've been stewing over for, 10 years now, I think. They took some of those and put them actually on maps and what they would look like. But I think there's also some areas that they really missed the boat on. I think some of their maps, I'll just be very candid. Some of their maps did not have Culver's, did not have Verizon and Jimmy John's, didn't have some of those things that have been developed over the last couple of years. And so when they're making decisions on what would work best for those intersections, when you don't have those key pieces, you make bad decisions, right? So we're going to make sure they have that information. Some of their traffic data, I question some of those numbers. Gina from the police department's helped bring some data to me from what we have on our files, which I think is a positive thing. Again, we like to attack things with data because it tells us what we need to know. Very interested and honest to tell you that a lot of the, we'll say, west of Fort Wayne in Allen County portions have already been programmed. We suspected that much, but to see it on actual plans is very interesting. The Flaw Road interchange, the Flaw Road intersection will become an interchange starting at the end of this year, I believe. They'll be making some changes to the O'Day Road area. They'll be making changes to a lot of those segments along the way. They didn't go all the way to SDI or to County Line, but there was a lot of those roads that they've already programmed for the next, let's say, 3-4 years that are going to start this year. So you actually can see those on the plan, which I think is interesting. Obviously, we continue to have concerns about going the cheap way instead of going the right way, and so we'll continue to push those concerns, but also understand that with the right way sometimes displaces people and creates other challenges. So we want to try to find the right balance between not disrupting current businesses and residents, but still making sure that it's safe for our residents, the visitors coming through, the truck traffic. And we want to make sure people can get from point A to point B, right? We want to make sure that they can get to the Culver's, that they can get to Walmart, they can get to Kroger, but they can also get to Aldi, and they can get to our parks and all those kind of things. So that's a long thing to say, but I would really advise you, propelus30.com. If you go to the US 30 East segment, then you can actually look at the Level 2 assessment. It is 100 and some pages, I believe. And yes, I did read through almost every page of that. And I think there's some really important things, piece of information in that. So, of course, I'm going to be attending Mayor Henry's funeral on Friday in Fort Wayne, and then we'll be getting back here for lunch with the mayor. Matt will be my special guest on Friday. So we're going to be interviewing Matt. Now that he has 7-8 months, though? Something like that?
Yeah, pretty close.
Somewhere about there. So we continue working with our retail coach and have had some really positive things happening, I think, with her. Nothing to share yet, but some positive things. Next week, I get to share some updates with the Whitley County Ministerial Association. As Chip mentioned, 1 o'clock on the 16th, you'll be getting an invite on this, but 1 o'clock on the 16th is our Eagle Park ribbon cutting, which I think is positive. Youth Council meets next week as well. That's probably all you guys really care about at this point, if any of that. So, last thing, junk pickup. West side is next week. East side is the following week. So get your junk out to the curb, like, by Monday if you're on the west side. That'd be you. Leslie and I have an extra week to get our crap out, but still. Okay? Jennifer!
All right. Plan Commission met last week, and one of the items on the agenda was an individual wanting to create a 2-lot subdivision, basically dividing up their yard into another space. And part of the guidelines on that, I guess, we're requesting a sidewalk around
both sides.
Two sides.
Oh, yeah.
Of that space. So I think there will be questions coming to the city regarding what, if any, reimbursement there would be for sidewalks being installed. And then there were some maybe more interesting questions regarding where the trail would connect on potentially to that property as
okay.
well.
Okay.
And whether that should impact where the sidewalk would be.
Hmm.
Under normal plans, it would be stepped in a bit from the road,
yep.
but maybe that doesn't make sense for what the trail needs to be. So
okay.
I suspect somebody would be contacting Chip or
okay.
something along that line.
Gotcha.
Pretty much the whole thing was kind of put on hold mm-hmm. until those questions are answered. So.
Gotcha. Just as a side note, my gut is if someone's developing a property, it's their responsibility to put in the sidewalk. But depending on, there are some extenuating circumstances that we can talk through that a little bit. That's my gut shot reaction.
Yeah, and I
so.
Don't think that any of the commission felt anywhere differently
gotcha.
About that,
okay.
but it might make a difference in where that would be installed.
Oh, sure.
The timing of
yeah.
that with how it would connect onto
well,
the trail.
Well, especially if it's
so.
Near the trail, that does make it. That does, again, that could be an extenuating circumstance. So,
right.
Yeah.
So definitely that situation
okay.
kind of needs somebody to look at it.
Yeah.
And then the Art Commission also met last week, and we will be doing Taste of the Arts on June 8th in front of City Hall, basically.
Okay.
And during that event, local artists will be showing how to do some different things.
Nice.
Kids will have an opportunity to come and try some things out and observe and participate.
Is that going to be done in, and you may have said this, but in conjunction with the farmer's market and stuff like it was last year, or is it different?
It's going to be during the farmer's
okay.
market, but not in conjunction.
And not in conjunction with,
yeah.
okay.
We just couldn't align
sure.
with things that they already had previously.
That
scheduled,
makes sense.
So.
Yeah.
So that is the plan for that. And
okay.
then the Whitley County Studio Art Tour is going to be the 7th of September.
Okay.
I think it's the first September.
Okay. Thank you. Tad?
At redevelopment today, we approved funding for some landscaping along State Road 9 south of town to kind of make that area look nicer.
Yeah.
So that.
I think that was... That was something we talked about at retreat, and I think that's positive to see some good momentum from the Redevelopment Commission on that specific project. It sounds like, not to surprise Jennifer, but the tree board may be involved in that in some way, shape, or form.
The tree board has actually talked
about
it.
Okay, you have. Okay, good. I didn't want to spring it.
Yeah, no,
okay.
no, the tree board's on board.
Awesome. That's exciting. Tad, by the way, after you left Redevelopment Commission, Carl came up and said that you were supposed to be presenting the report to the council at some point. Do you know that?
No.
Okay, well.
But I'd be more than happy to.
So,
I can probably.
So, as a note to the council, just so you're aware, state law says that there is a presentation done. There's supposed to be a presentation to all the taxing units, if you will, for kind of how the Redevelopment Commission is spending the dollars, if you will, as well as what projects they're doing. historically speaking, I have kind of been the one to take that into account because I'm here at the RDC meeting and they present it and they invite all the different entities, and so I come. But I don't know if the law changed or something, but for some reason, Carl thought you were going to be doing that. So in any case, one way or another, you will probably have a presentation to do at an upcoming meeting.
I'm sure it will be.
So, yeah, I'm sure it will be. Really exciting and energetic, I'm sure. So, Leslie.
I had my first 2 hours with Mike Shoda.
Okay.
Last Wednesday.
Okay. That's a lot of time with Mike Shoda.
It was very, very insightful, though. So my first one-on-one with the superintendents, and thankful to, for his department for showing me what they do, and just encourage the rest of the council members, if you get a chance, to meet with the department heads.
Yes.
I learned a lot of information from Mike that I didn't know. So very insightful.
That's great. That's great. Well, thank you for sharing. Side note to that, and I don't know who, I don't remember who's the chair, but ordinance review? Is this?
So we, I can talk about that. We've been trying, well, I thought you we haven't been able to find a date where we're all in town.
Gotcha.
We threw out a few dates, but not all of us were here.
Okay. Now, why?
Enough out of you. Gallery, over there. I wasn't the only one out of town. So we're working on that. I think we threw out another date, and I don't think any of us are in town.
So I think, because I think the one thing, if I remember correctly, is the food truck thing is kind of percolating, right? So, Okay. Very good. Thank you. Dale, you have anything else you want to update us on?
Just a general comment.
Okay.
Every 3 weeks, we have a small business development center over at our offices, just helping in visiting free of charge with entrepreneurs, startups, and small businesses. And Columbia City and Willamette County is by far one of the better experiences for them. We have at least 3 to 5 people every time they have that. So the entrepreneurial spirit and the small business folks in this community are taking advantage of that. And always encouraged to see some of the unique efforts that are going on here.
Very good. Thank you. Chip, I don't remember. Did you mention that Bill started?
No, I'm sorry. It's Monday. Bill Dittlinger started for me, and he's off and running and doing a very good job. So, it'll be a nice asset.
Well, if there's nothing else, we have no press, and we have... not much else of an audience besides what Dale is here, so we will call the meeting adjourned. Thank you.
We should run some more dates.
That's fine, Rose, for you right here. I'm happy.
When are you leaving?
Bye, Marcia.
Okay. I will get that printed off as soon as I sit down in my chair back on this. Anybody need anything else from me? Okay, good.
Are we allowed to say?
Oh, you can't do it from here.
I can't do it from here. No, I can't do it.
He did not take
that. Is that the... right next to the botanical.
Yeah.
He said, I'm taking the from the there's apparently there is a whole segment of mayors that are all